cases of measles are on the rise across the Americas, and the United States is far from immune. In fact, a measles outbreak in South Carolina has hit the milestone of being the largest outbreak in the country in more than a quarter century, with 920 cases. South Carolina state epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell told reporters 19 people have been hospitalized, with some suffering from measles-related encephalitis, a brain swelling linked to severe outcomes. Local residents told Associated Press they feel concerned, but not panicked. Sharon Grillo is a resident of Inman.
I know that I was vaccinated. I know my daughter and my little granddaughter were. My concern is my husband doesn't remember, and he's older, and that's a concern. I'm not panicked. I feel that people in my age group, we were all vaccinated. I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but yes, I have some mild concern.
South Carolina's outbreak is larger than last year's largest outbreak in West Texas. Arizona and Utah are also experiencing major outbreaks. In fourth place, Florida, at least 20 students have confirmed measles infections at Ave Maria University, while a second measles case has been linked to exposure at Disneyland. And in Washington, D.C., people who attended last month's National March for Life rally may have been exposed, and people with confirmed cases are said to have visited locations including Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport and the D.C. subway system. International health authorities say they plan to meet in April to determine whether the U.S. has lost its measles-free designation. But the principal deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Ralph Abraham, said last week that he would consider the loss of elimination status to be the cost of doing business globally. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other administration health officials have sown doubt about the established safety of vaccines. But the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz, has a clear message. He was interviewed Sunday on CNN's State of the Union.
Take the vaccine, please. We have a solution for a problem. Not all illnesses are equally dangerous and not all people equally susceptible to those illnesses. But measles is one you should get your vaccine.
The Pan American Health Organization issued an alert last week about the surge in measles across the Americas. Last November, Canada lost its measles-free status, and the U.S. and Mexico are on track to follow soon. Both the U.S. and Mexico have requested a two-month extension to contain their outbreaks. But for the U.S., the situation is complicated by the recent withdrawal of the U.S. from the World Health Organization, the parent agency of the Pan American Organization. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.